This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In California, as one politician put it, spring training is over for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Today, the season began. That's the budget season. The 6 months between now and July when the governor and the legislature try to put the state's fiscal house in order. In his first State of the State address today, Schwarzenegger acknowledged that things look grim.
Okay, I changed my mind. I want to go back to acting.
But then the governor got serious.
We have no choice but to cut spending, which is what caused this crisis in the first place. These are cuts that will challenge us all, but we cannot give what we do not have.
NPR's Ina Jaffe is in Sacramento, where she's covering the governor's address. And Ina, we just heard Arnold Schwarzenegger repeating his call for spending cuts. Did he get more specific about what he might trim?
Absolutely not. All that he said was what you just played on the air for the listeners. He's going to leave all the bad news about specific cuts to his finance director when she announces the budget on Friday. What he did concentrate on in terms of financial issues were two measures that are going to be on the March primary ballot. These were just passed finally with a bipartisan compromise last month. They would be a $15 billion debt consolidation bond and also a spending limit that's supposed to make it make sure that the state doesn't get into this kind of trouble again.
But beyond that, no specifics, so he'll let someone else, I guess, carry the bad news. What else did he talk about in his speech today besides the budget?
Well, the range of things the governors are interested in. He talked about more local control for education, a top-to-bottom review of government to streamline and get rid of redundancies and perhaps save money, at least make things more efficient. He talked about retrofitting old buildings to make them more energy efficient and supporting more use of solar power in new construction. Mostly he wanted to talk about workers' compensation reform. Premiums for that for employers are roughly twice what they are in the nation as a whole. And he said that if the legislature doesn't give him a workers' comp plan that he wants to sign, and he'd like them to do it by March, that he is going to take it to the ballot and let the voters reform it next November.
How was the governor received by the legislature?
It ranged from cordial to ecstatic, depending on where people sat. The Democratic leadership who greeted him on the podium were very warm. And, in fact, he hugged the Speaker of the Assembly, Herb Wesson. There was a lot of applause, a couple of standing ovations, though I have to say those were on the Republican side of the aisle. Democrats were considerably more restrained in what they applauded for and in the responses that they gave to the governor.
So what do you read into that regarding the governor's promises for bipartisan cooperation?
Well, it's still pretty tentative at this point. I think there is a lot of will on both sides to do that. Certainly they accomplished that with these two measures that they passed last month, these two financial measures to put on the ballot. That was a very hard-won compromise. But Democrats aren't going to cave in on their principles. And there was a very strange introduction to the governor by Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, where he basically said these cuts that we're contemplating could have real consequences and cause real pain. And it was a strange sort of reaction and warning to proposals that the governor actually didn't even quite get around to making in his speech.
So indication that the battle lies ahead. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Ina.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ina Jaffe speaking to us from Sacramento.